It was seeing the little baby grows that got to me the most. As I pulled them out of the tumble dryer and folded them into neat piles on the bed, that's when it hit me that she'd gone. Just over a week ago, I'd said goodbye to 14-month-old Daniela. I'd been a foster carer for a decade now, and no matter how many times I'd gone through it, it was always upsetting when a child left, especially when it was a baby like Daniela, and she couldn't help but get attached to them. She'd been with me since she was 3 months old, and I couldn't have loved her any more if she'd been my own child. Don't get me wrong, I was delighted that she'd found a forever family, and the couple who were adopting her were lovely. But it didn't stop me from missing her desperately. For the past few days, I'd put off sorting through her old things, but now I'd finally got round to washing the piles of baby clothes, cot bedding and blankets, so I could put them back into storage in the loft until the next baby came along. Thankfully, I didn't have time to dwell on my feelings as I was interrupted by a knock at the door. "Hi, darling," called a voice through the glass. "Thought I'd pop round and see how you are." It was my friend Vicky, who was also a foster carer. She lived nearby, so we'd often go round to each other's houses for a cuppa and a catch-up. "Oh, I'm fine," I said, opening the front door and letting her in. "I was just having a moment looking through Daniela's old things, but I'm okay now." Vicky knew exactly what it was like when a child left. We'd both been through it so many times before, and it was only natural to feel a bit low for a few days afterwards. "How's she getting on?" she asked. "Have you heard anything?"
"I've had a few texts, and apparently she's settled in really well."
"Oh, bless her," she said. "She deserves it." Like most of the children who I fostered, Daniela hadn't had the best start in life. Her parents were both drug addicts and they could barely look after themselves, never mind a baby, so she'd been badly neglected for the first few months of her life. She'd come to me filthy, covered in sores from not having her nappy changed regularly, and was listless and unresponsive. By the time she left, she was a chubby, smiley little girl who'd started walking and was as bright as a button. "I'm going to miss having a baby in the house," I sighed. I loved all the cuddles, the fun and the playing. "How have Louisa and Lily taken it?" asked Vicky.
"Oh, they miss her too," I said.
"It's really strange it being the three of us again." Lily was 5 and I'd been fostering her for the past 2 years. She'd been taken into care because her father was an alcoholic and violent to her mother. However, she refused to leave him. Lily looked like an angel with her big blue eyes and golden ringlets, but her behaviour had certainly been a challenge at first. She had incredible temper tantrums, threw toys and smashed things. But after living with me for a few months, she'd gradually started to calm down. She was still a lively, boisterous little thing and full of energy, but she was no longer a problem. "How's Lily getting on at school?" Vicky asked. "Brilliantly," I said. "She's settled in fine and she's got a couple of little friends." Lily still had regular contact with her mum, and there was the hope that one day she would leave her husband and Lily could go back and live with her. But that hadn't happened yet. I'd realised early on that her issue was all about attention. Her mum suffered from depression, and I think Lily's behaviour was an attempt to get her to notice her. Now she was a happy, settled 5-year-old, and I didn't want to disrupt that and have her go back to square one, which was likely to happen if she went to live with her mum again. My other placement was 14-year-old Louisa, who had come to me around the same time as Lily. Sadly, her parents had both died in a car crash. Alone and struggling to cope with her grief, she was painfully shy at first, but she'd started to enjoy school and had a nice group of mates. Our little family rubbed along nicely. Louisa treated Lily like a sister and was very protective of her, and Lily adored her. Also, because they were different ages, they needed me in different ways, which made for a good balance. However, I knew it wouldn't be long before things changed again. "Now Daniela's gone, I expect I'll be offered another placement any minute," I told Vicky.
"Yep," she said. "You should enjoy the peace and quiet while it lasts."